فرائض الوضوء The obligatory acts within wudu فروضه قد وردت ثمانية أقضي بها في السر والعلانية Abu Zayd here highlights that the fara'id, the obligations of wudu, and it can be said as fara'id or furud, as a plural, that they reach us as eight. أقضي بها في السر والعلانية. And that's just to say that you can state so whether it's amongst yourselves or in open, that that's what they are. This understanding that the obligatory acts are eight is Ibn Rushd's and his kind of interpretation of some of the verses and evidences, and with that he does disagree with some of the other ulama of the madhab of the school of Medina, that's people like Khalil who interpret them to be seven, or other people as we'll continue to progress to learn about, the likes of Ibn Shas and Ibn al-Hajib, who considered them to be six, or Ibn Yunus or Ibn Bashir, who had considered them, like Khalil, to be seven. In addition to the other madhabs, with the Hanbali madhab often saying seven as well, like the Malikis, and the Shafi'i madhab to say six obligatory acts, and the Hanafi madhab to say four. What we'll find on many occasions is that there's a huge overlap, and sometimes there's a semantic difference whereby they include certain things implicitly within other rulings. Another important thing to note is that the wudu in its entirety, from beginning till end, with the intention, is something all schools of law agree upon to be the complete action of wudu. What they disagree amongst themselves is where some of those actions are to be categorized. Are they an obligatory act, or are they something that falls under a strong recommendation, or at times a lesser recommendation? What they do all agree upon is that these actions in their entirety are part of the wudu. So when we do see some of these disagreements amongst the scholars, what we're not to understand is that somebody has brought a particular action and considered that to be a part of wudu, whereas the other madhabs have completely disregarded that action. That is not the case. So they all agree on the act. It's on where you place some of those actions that the disagreement lies. أولها بداءة بالنية كما أتى عن مصطفى البرية. That the first of them being to begin with the intention, as it has reached us from the chosen one and the best of creation, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In a hadith, a very famous hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ, that indeed actions are understood or interpreted, as some may say, or rather that they are validated, as translated by some people, by their intentions. Also in the Quran, Allah reminds us to worship Him, مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, with sincerity, and sincerity cannot really be understood except with intention. This is the understanding of the majority of the schools of law. And the only person to disagree here is Imam Abu Hanifa, who, although places intention to be something incredibly important, yet does not rate it to be an obligatory act of wudu. Now, his understanding for that has been that it's not been mentioned in the Quran with the other obligations of wudu. The other madhahib, whether that's Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, or any of the other popular schools of law, whether it's Imam Al-Awza'i, Layth ibn Sa'd, or any of them, they all in general did consider niyyah to be an obligation. And by niyyah, what is meant is that if one was to be asked, what is it that you're doing? They could respond by saying that, well, we are performing wudu for whatever it is that they're doing wudu for. Niyyah does not mean that one verbalizes their intention. Just as if somebody is sitting down and they know they're going to sit down, they don't say, I am about to sit down, or I am about to prepare my food, or I'm about to start eating now. They just go ahead and do their action. But were they to be asked, they could explain, and that is what a niyyah is. And in fact, it is considered discouraged and a bid'ah within the school of Malik, the school of Medina, to verbalize one's intentions, to say, I am making niyyah to do this or to do that. As we see sometimes in some of the cases, like even things like fasting or opening the fast and so on, or closing the fast, having an intention simply means that if you are asked what is it that you are doing, you would explain with the appropriate response in saying, this is this particular action I'm trying to do. So just to be very clear on that one does not verbalize his or her niyyah.